Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV by Campbell. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. The pads are on. Full pads are on at Eagles training camp. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Never tickle another man's feet. And never put your arm around another man's waist.
Okay. I mean, I didn't need the advice, but I'll take it.
No, I'm just saying because, you know, just like don't never tickle a man's feet and don't put your arm around a man's waist. Because, okay. You know, I was out there. No, you know, because today we're at Eagles camp.
You were tickled out here?
No. Okay. But Buddy did put his arm around my waist. And I'm like, hold up, dog.
Now, hold on. Now,
we don't do that.
Was Buddy shorter than you? So
it don't make – Joe.
I'm just trying to understand.
Joe, don't make no difference.
Okay.
We're not dating. You're not my significant other.
Okay.
Don't put your arms around my waist. Like, that is a violation. That's man code violation number one. Now, you could put it on my shoulder.
Yeah, that's why I asked if you were short. Maybe you couldn't reach
well,
the shoulder.
Well, okay, if you can't reach, then maybe you need to get a step stool and start taking pictures. But don't put your arm around my waist.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Because that's just – well, that's not what we do. That's not what we do.
All right, a little PSA to start
today.
I'm
just saying.
One
more. Don't tickle nobody.
Yeah, don't tickle nobody. One more PSA. Stay cool today. It is
hot.
Yeah, Vic Fangio said it's a mindset, but it is legitimately hot. By the way, before we get into everything with the Eagles, and we are slated to have Jalix Hunt and Reed Blankenship on the show today.
That should be fun.
Excited to talk to those guys after practice. But just for everyone out there that was heading down or planning to head down, the Joe versus Jack tennis match today, Hugh, has been postponed.
As it should.
Due to the weather. Well, some are saying that it's management trying to swing this for DeCamera to help him out because maybe he was the one that'd be most affected by the heat. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what's happening here. But I do know it's hot, and I do know it's been postponed today. So if you were planning to head down, change those plans before you head down for no reason. We'll remind everyone again. But, Hugh, we are here at Eagles camp, and there's a few themes that are emerging, right, as we go through this, you know, on the roster and then kind of mentality. On the roster, there's some questions, right? They lost a lot in the offseason. Safety is emerging as a question. But any way you slice it, the Eagles still have a tremendous roster, and there are going to be more good things than not good things in this roster. But, Hugh, one thing that has been the constant theme of this, and it's gone with every player we've talked to, every time Sirianni talks, it's about moving past last season. Mm-hmm. It's about not talking about the fact they won the Super Bowl last year. And, Hugh, I got to tell you, at first I was like, all right, I get it, right? Like, you got to climb the mountain again. You have to kind of put that in the past. But they did win the Super Bowl last year. They are the defending champions. And I remember 2 years ago when they were coming off of losing the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It felt to me like they tried too hard to get back there. Like, it was almost like that there was a mental block in them, and they were almost not having any fun. I remember watching that season, like, they were 10-1. They looked miserable. And it felt like they tried too hard to make sure they had the right mentality of, we got to finish this time. And it was, like, weighing on them throughout a full season. And what I don't want this time, as they try to defend winning at this time and being Super Bowl champions, I don't want them to, go out of their way to pretend they're not the best team in the NFL. They are. They are the hunted. I think it's okay to embrace that. And the more we go through camp, I wish they would embrace it. They're the best team in the NFL. They still, by a lot of people's metrics, have the best roster in the NFL. Embrace this. They're the Super Bowl champions. Hugh, do you wish the Eagles would embrace more that they actually are the defending champions? Or are you good with what they've done so far, which is really, I'd say, gone out of their way to say, I mean, what, Sirianni banned the R word? He's not allowing the word repeat?
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on this? Because we haven't seen this very often around here. There's only been two Super Bowl champions for the Eagles in their history. Do you like the fact that they are doing this and almost acting like they didn't win anything last year?
They're chasing greatness, Joe. When I look at this team, and you have to step back and you have to look at it. Look at whatever era that you feel Eagles were a good football team, or Eagles greatness, if you will, outside of the obvious teams, the championship teams. Mm. You know, we talk about the Buddy Ryan era. You know, we talk about the Andy Reid era.
Yep.
And what do all of those teams have in common? Great individual players, like guys that, you know, as fans we gravitate towards, but we're like, hey, you know what, that was my favorite player, but for whatever reason, they didn't win the Super Bowl, right? But this team, when you look all over the roster, you know, I got a chance to talk to Mike Mayock today and you know, just chopping it up. and is talking about, you know, how good this football team is and how Howie has amassed so much talent to put around his quarterback, and they're winning games. They're in their prime. You know, when you talk about – I'm long talking a little bit. I just want to let y'all know I'm a long talk, just a little bit.
You didn't tell us beforehand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But you look at Jalen and how he handled his offseason, went out and talked to Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan and all those other people. They're in a unique window when you talk about teams in the NFL. Number one, all their talent at key positions are in their prime, right? The defense is hella young and financially under control for at least 4 years. They want to try to maximize this window as much as they possibly can. That's why they're not talking about it, in my opinion, because they want to go back to back.
And I appreciate that. And look, they have the talent to go back to back. They have that.
You can revel in it when you retire.
But you don't have to run from this. I mean,
you can revel in it when you retire.
Last year at this time, the Chiefs were trademarking three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they didn't
run. What happened?
They won 15 football games.
But what happened?
They lost the Super Bowl. But you know what? If the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl, this is an awesome season.
I remember when.
You think they didn't beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl because they trademarked three-peat?
I remember
they
when.
They were ready for everyone's best shot.
I see you ready for this.
Yes, I'm ready. Embrace this. They were ready last year.
You remember when the new – so we're talking loud today, so I guess louder we talk to.
Yeah. Talking loud.
But no, you remember when the Patriots were chasing the undefeated season?
Yep.
And they went through the whole season, didn't lose a game. And lost the most important game of the year.
Super Bowl.
I mean, I think that this team is looking at it and, like, they're looking around the roster and they're like, damn, we got this person. We got Jalen Carter. We got Jordan Davis came in. He's in shape and he's all focused. We got Cooper DeJean coming into his own. We got Quinyon Mitchell. And all of these guys are young. And we have a chance to do something special. You know what's funny? Because as I got older and my skills started to diminish in the NFL, I was like, damn, I'd never get a chance to go to a Super Bowl. That's the reality, because you're looking around the roster, and it's like no disrespect to anybody that I play with, but you look at the flaws at certain positions, you're like, hey, well, this is where we got beat at last time. You know, we got a good defense. Every year we went to the NFC Championship game. Got a good defense. Couldn't score enough points. We put ourselves in position to win. Couldn't score enough points. And after a while, you realize that there's a strong possibility that you might not get that opportunity. And you come to grips with that, and you adjust, and you keep moving. This team right here, though, the fact that your quarterback, you can say what you want about him, but he's been in the playoffs every season. He's been a starter in the NFL.
Yep.
You went out and got a running back who resurrected his career and changed the trajectory of the running back position. You got one of the most decorated receivers in all of football ever on your roster in Devontae Smith. You got one of the biggest, strongest receivers, probably some people say the best receiver in the game, in A.J. Brown. And you got a road grader of an offensive line. I don't have a problem with them putting in the work now so they can enjoy it later. Let me give you an analogy. Since I'm cooking over here, I'm cooking.
I think you're
like
cooking
the
in
chef,
the heat.
Chef Curry.
In
but the here, heat. Here's the reality of this situation. It's almost like, you know, we work our whole lives, right, and put money in our 401k. And when we reach a certain age, we pull that money out and we enjoy our retirement. We buy the boat. You know, you buy the summer home at the shore, and you enjoy your grandkids. Mm. This is what they're doing. This is the sweat equity that they're putting in now, so that they can enjoy the fruits of their labor later on.
And I appreciate that. And look, I think in general they have the right kind of people here, guys that have won in college and been around winning. So I think they're going to be fine long term. It just feels like the approach is more sustainability rather than let's go do this again. Let's, you know what's special? Winning back-to-back Super Bowls. Think about how many teams in history have done that. Not many. That's special. The Eagles have the talent to do it. Just embrace. Let's hear Nick Sirianni just a couple days ago, an analogy he had that I understand his point, but it's only true to an extent. Here's Sirianni a couple days ago on the mindset and what he compared his team to as they head into the season.
Yeah, I think that, you know, nothing that you do in the past, now you can look back at your past experiences and learn from them, but no one, like, this isn't boxing where it's like you're the champ until someone takes your belt away. No, this is football. Everyone starts off 0-0. And I think two mistakes that you could make is, resting on your laurels and or looking too far ahead, right? Thinking too much about the past, or looking too far ahead. I mean, that's been our mindset since day one, has been be where your feet are, be focused on that, because nothing that we did is going to influence anything that we want to do in the future. So it is about the daily work, regardless if you're coming off of, a 9-8 season, a 14-3 season, 11-6 season, or a 14-3 season. It's the work that you put in that is going to get you ready for the games here. So we don't, again, that's just been our mindset. I don't think anything's changed. I don't think that it's, hey, I decided to do this this year with this message. No, this has been the consistent message all the way through, and that's just where our focus is.
All right, so he said a lot there, and I think the analogy's fun, right? The boxing one where, it's not you can hold a belt the whole season and someone tries to take it away, but he left out one thing about the boxer and the Super Bowl defending champion. You get everyone's best shot. The Eagles, they can't pretend that that's not true. They're going to get everyone's best shot because they're now the standard in the NFL. It almost feels like they want to try to fly under the radar. That's over. They can't fly under the radar. They're the defending champions. The Chiefs have gotten everyone's best shot. That's the way the league has worked for the past 6 years or so. And they've pretty much embraced that. Like, we got to be ready every week because we're getting everyone's best shot. I wish the Eagles would just embrace it. They're the defending Super Bowl champions. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Elliot, his takeaway on this off of Sirianni.
You know, I kind of hate to break it to him. Like, they did win the Super Bowl last year. Like, they can pretend like they didn't and say we're not defending champions and we're not, like, you are. Like, you can use whatever semantics of language you want to use, and I respect that, you know, as someone that enjoys a good semantics argument. But it is the reality. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. The burden of wearing that crown all year is going to be on their head, whether they want to pretend it's there or not. So I get what they're going for, and that's why I wanted to ask, just because I was curious why they didn't decide just to embrace it. They are the defending Super Bowl champions. Every stadium they walk into this year, they will be the defending Super Bowl champions. They have something on their plate 31 other teams don't have to deal with. And it feels like they've gone to such lengths to insist they're not focusing on it. Why not just focus on it? Why not just embrace it? Like, yeah, you know what? We did win the Super Bowl last year because the objective's the same. Whether you view it as you are the defending champions or not the defending champions, you're still trying to win the Super Bowl.
So I share Elliot's sentiment. The other thing that I disagree with from Sirianni with is he said nothing that happened in the past will have anything to do with this year. That's just totally untrue. If they start off 2-2, what is people going to say?
All right, they got the Super Bowl hangover.
Well, maybe. But they'll say they started off 2-2 last year.
You can
fix it.
Right? I see what you're saying.
Of course we're going to draw parallels. It's mostly the same team. And it'd be crazy not to draw parallels from last year because they just did it. We're going to see remnants of last year in this year as it plays out. You can't pretend we're not. It's not 5 years ago. 215-592-9494. Do you wish the Eagles would just embrace who they are, the defending Super Bowl champions? Kyle, what are you feeling on this? Elliot's right. It feels like they have gone out of their way to say this. The messaging is very loud from the Eagles since we started this last week.
Yeah, but Joe, let me help you out a little bit. Okay. Let me just take you inside the mind of a true competitor like Hugh Douglas and myself.
Okay.
It's about the day-to-day, Joe.
Right.
Like, you've heard this from Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. Like, don't they just make up stuff that they try to convince themselves that they know is untrue just to grab motivation from it? They're not stupid. They all say this stuff, but they know they're the hunted. They know they're going to get everybody's best shot. I mean, where do you think Sirianni heard all this stuff from? This isn't just him making this up in his head. Wasn't he talking about how he spoke to all these great winning coaches and stuff this offseason? Like, this is where he's getting that messaging from. When I hear all this stuff, I hear a team that's in lockstep in what the goal is for this season. And that's not to they're not running away from winning the Super Bowl again. They're just trying to all be on the same page. I mean, you hear it from Hurts, A.J. Brown, Landon Dickerson. All these guys are saying the same exact stuff. That, to me, tells me that they're on the same page as the coach. They're on the same page as each other. They know what the goal is. They're not stupid. Embracing it is for the fans. But for the competitors, they have to convince themselves of something a little bit different and get the motivation from it. Like the resting on their laurels thing, that's what would bite them. I think setting it as a new goal entirely is the smart way to do it. And I like the fact that this is where their head's at.
So I get it. And I think that's a fair point on Sirianni. He probably, you know, talked to a lot of people. And this is the what he came out with was this is the best way to try to win again.
Yeah.
The only thing I point to is 2 years ago. I thought they made it too much of their mindset that we have to finish the job. And it's tough to think about the ending when you're trying to go through the steps. And it just felt like they were miserable throughout a 10-1 start. They looked it. They looked miserable. And this year, you know, if they have a bad moment or two, it's okay to say we are the champions. We can believe in ourselves rather than last year didn't happen. We're just 2-2. We're just 3-3. Like, there is some value in what they did last year because they know if they embrace it, they're champions. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown, up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, man. Chris.
Hugh, what the hell is going on? Listen, if a man walks up to another man and tries tickling me or putting his arm around my waist, you know, you're going to be catching hands. Like, what are people thinking? Like,
tickling's a lot, yeah.
Well, it was – okay, the first one was the report about the Raiders' D-tackle.
Yeah,
you know,
so
they're speculating.
So you mixed your own
I missed
experience.
Yeah, well, because like I was taking a picture and somebody put their arm around my waist, and I'm like, dog, don't put your arm around my waist.
And how tall were they?
They were not tall as me,
Joe,
but still,
it
don't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, if they couldn't reach his shoulders, it's an awkward spot.
Don't
put
your arms around. He's not that tall himself. It's not like Hugh's towering over everybody.
Hold up, Kyle. What? The way you said it, it was like with a lot of, you know.
Well, don't forget Trim Douglas.
he's in the bracket of Hughes, and he has a spot next season.
I'm just saying.
Plus, as you get older, you're shrinking.
You know that. Wait till
you're in that wheelchair, buddy.
It's on his way.
Listen, all right, this Eagles thing here, they're not smelling themselves. You know, I know Joe wants it because, you know, that's what Joe wants, but ain't your world, Joe. Listen, they're punching their time card. They're going to work. You know, they're working hard to bring us as fans, including you, Joe Giglio, to bring you what you want, which is another parade.
Got to give the people what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're on here complaining because, you know, you don't like the way that they're baking the cake. Leave them go. They've proven and that they know what they're doing, all right?
They have. Now, to be fair, the Eagles in their whole history have not backed up Super Bowl appearances with the best of seasons. I mean, that's the one. If there's like all these boxes an organization has to check, and they've checked a lot of them, especially in the last 25 years, that's one we haven't seen yet. I mean, they usually, for whatever reason, after the year after the Super Bowls tend to be disappointing.
Yeah, Joe, and what was the common theme with it? They usually smelled themselves and got away from things. So you know what? You need to listen to Mr. Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it's shocking to you, but Pop-Up Douglas, you know, he's sharing some wisdom. He's trying to impart some wisdom.
Yeah, sure is. I don't even buy it. Like, do you think this is going to last all year? If they have a rough stretch, don't you think someone's going to ask them, hey, you know, you had a rough stretch last year. Can you take, you know, solace in that? And they'll say, yeah, we did it last year. We could do it again. I don't buy it. I if that happens, I doubt they're going to be like, oh, last year didn't happen. This is this year.
Well, listen, Joe, it's like Rocky told us. Like, everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the face.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens if that happens. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. And by the way, you know, Hugh, I'm giving you credit, man, because you know what you're talking about when it comes to sports, especially football. But, man, dude, you can't act worth a damn. Dude, that role you had when you played Big Ben, dude, just bad, man. Stick to sports, bro. Just stick to sports. That's all.
That hurt a little bit. I thought I did a phenomenal job. I should have got an Oscar for that.
Got to keep 100, man. It was bad. It was bad.
Least a Philly, like a Philly award, something.
No. All right, guys. You know what, Nick's got the team locked in. He's got all world Godzilla ready to put on a show because we are a city of champions. Get ready because we are going B-A-C-K-2-D-A-C-K back-to-back, baby.
You heard him back-to-back.
I heard it back-to-back. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. There was a little pause there. I was wondering if he was trying to work through the spelling of that. Yeah, look, their mindset is fine in a vacuum. It's just, they were a great football team last year, and it feels like they're trying really hard to pretend they were not. And if this was a wholly different team, if it was, you know, if a big player on the offense was gone, or, you know, like some their five or six best players all left, then I could say, okay, that team last year doesn't exist anymore. That's not the case. That team exists. 215-592-9490. If you wish the Eagles would just embrace who they are, which is the defending Super Bowl champions, or do you like the mindset, which is they're basically pretending last year didn't happen at this camp? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. By the way, just in case you just hopped in, just started listening, and you're about to drive down, the tennis match between Joe and Jack has been postponed due to the heat today. So do not head to FDR Park. That one is postponed. All right, Reed Blankenship and Jalen Suggs set to join us after practice today. We'll also let you hear something A.J. Brown said, how quickly he moved on from the Super Bowl. That's all coming up. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Trade deadline 2 days away. The Midday Show live from Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is too hot, but not too hot to play some football. They are out there on the practice field.
For shame.
Well, Hugh singing while he's eating. Mukbang Douglas and singing Hugh.
Yeah, I'm just making sure. I got no food in my beard, man. Yeah. They clown me.
Well, I mean, you're a little old to have food on your face.
I know, man, but it's like, you know, I'll be trying. I'm just trying.
I don't know. At what age does it become acceptable again for you to have food scraps?
And how close is Hugh to that age?
Right.
I'm almost there. Yeah. Like, when you have food scraps, that means you got a handler.
It's somebody. Like it's like the diapers thing. You move on from them, and then you go back to them eventually.
Matter of fact,
well,
now I'm
life is a full circle, you know. You almost become a baby again at the end.
Yeah, you start out in diapers, and then you probably leave in
That's
diapers.
That's the way it works. We're broadcasted today, no diapers, from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camper Road RV Sales, Service Parts and Accessories. Eagles on the field, full pads, by the way. Our guests today are going to be Reed Blankenship and Jalen Suggs. They'll be with us shortly. I did see that Reed Blankenship delivering some thuds today, so he's all ready to roll.
He looked like he was a little hyped this morning coming out to practice.
He did. Reed and Jalen Suggs will join us coming up in a little bit. We'll get to the Phillies. An annoying loss last night to the Chicago White Sox. I wanted to sweep. That's over. They lose last night to the White Sox. More trade stuff out there. And more on that Manfred Harper thing, which is just a wild story. I mean, it is
out of press charges.
Well, I know you would have. A wild story. We'll get back into all that coming up. 215-592-9494. For quickly, before we get to what A.J. Brown said yesterday on NFL Network, I just want to offer condolences to the Sandberg family. Hugh, last night, the former Phillies manager, a farmhand way back in the day, and obviously, an all-time great player for the Chicago Cubs, Ryan Sandberg, passed away. He was the manager here when I first started at WIP. I think it was I started doing shows right after. I think he took over for Charlie right around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the team wasn't good enough at that time, and his tenure didn't last very long. But from everyone that knows him, I heard Ruben Amaro this morning talking about him. Seemed like a great guy, when I was growing up, he was one of the best players in baseball, and gone very shortly with an illness. It's sad that he got sick about a year ago, and he's gone now. So our condolences out to the Sandberg family.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, sad story that we found out last night. All right, A.J. Brown on NFL Network yesterday. They were here at Eagles camp. Let's listen to him. How quickly did he move on from winning the Super Bowl?
The message here seems to be like, okay, that's in the past, the Super Bowl. That was really great. Sure. It's over. We got to focus on this. How much time did you take to sort of celebrate and enjoy and think about the Super Bowl? At what point did you turn the page?
I'll say like 2 or 3 days afterwards, honestly. Oh. You know, I was
wow.
so excited.
Man.
I was so excited to win and to try to feel that fulfillment, you know, and it wasn't fulfilling, to be honest. It was days like these are fulfilling. You know, it's the process. It's coming out and going to war with your brothers and 95 degree heat, you know, and just really just playing the game. You know, obviously, like, we want to win and we're doing it to win, but, you know, it's a part of the process, the everyday journey, and it's the hunt for me. So,
So Hugh, I remember when he put up the Instagram post, right, the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I couldn't fathom.
You couldn't fathom it. I think we all get it a little bit more now, and it fits in with the mindset of the team. And I appreciate how much he works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things A.J. Brown is, great player.
Hard worker.
He might be one of the hardest workers in the whole league. It seems like he puts in the work to be great. And it's, you know, he went from second round pick to all pro. Like, that didn't happen
hard
by
to believe
accident.
He was second round pick.
I know,
man,
it does.
Works.
But he made himself into one of the great receivers in the league and maybe a future Pro Football Hall of Famer. I just think, like, when teams watch film, whether it be baseball, football, basketball, you don't just watch the bad plays. You also watch yourself at your best. And it just feels like the Eagles, are almost pretending they didn't do what they did. They did it. I'm not saying dwell on it. I don't want them to rest on their laurels and not work. It's just it's very interesting to me, and it's loud. Last year, forget it. Moving on. But I think it would help them if they remember who they are when they have some adversity this year. And the messaging has been strong here the whole time. I know you're good with it. I just wish they would embrace who they are.
I look at it like this, Joe, because I think that in order to understand this team a little bit, you got to step back and you got to reflect a little bit. And I think I see it a little bit differently because of my career. Like, I played 10 years in the NFL. I didn't go to the Super Bowl to my last year, you know, and that meant a lot to me. You know what I mean? Because as a player, there's certain things, like certain milestones you want to set for yourself. Number one, obviously get drafted, play in the NFL. You know, however you get there, you want to play in the NFL. Make a ton of money, right? And then you want to win a Super Bowl or play in a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl. You know, you definitely want to win it, but you want to be a part of that history, right? When I look at these players, like, that's why for me, when AJ said what he said last year, I couldn't imagine that, because I'm looking at that from the perspective of a guy who played 10 years in the NFL and went to 3 NFC championship games and 1 Super Bowl towards the end of his career, right? When you look at this team, for the most part, you got a lot of guys who are in their first year, second year, third year,
yep,
fourth year, and went to 2 Super Bowls already. And they're looking at this like, man, they're probably looking around the locker room like, damn, we got a lot of really good talent in here. We could go down as one of the absolute greatest teams to ever play. I would not be surprised if that conversation has been had when you talk about the players that they've amassed, the contracts that they've given out, the fact that all of these guys are under team control for a long time. So when I look at it like that, it's not hard for me to imagine them thinking that way. You know what I mean? Because it's like, we have an opportunity. Look at the Kansas City Chiefs as a side. Their defense has gotten younger, right? Their offense has gotten old right before our eyes. And even though they were in position to be in the Super Bowl last year, it was a slog getting there.
It was.
It was a slog.
It was the most slog they had in the
last. It was a slog.
Yeah, they by the skin of their teeth. I mean, yes, it was like, and every week was like that.
And we're hearing about Travis Kelce slowing down, you know, whether or not he's going to play another year and all this other stuff. Our team is in the sweet spot.
Now, but was part of that slog, they weren't as good of a team, part of it. But part of it was they were getting everyone's best shot. The Eagles are going to get everyone's best shot. Whether they want to talk about this or not, I will say they're going to get everyone's best shot. Everyone looks at them as the defending champions, whether they want to say it or not.
Let's look
at
it like for you, Joe.
I mean, someone's got to say it. I mean,
look at it like this,
Joe. They want to pretend it didn't happen. We all saw it.
Look at it like this, Joe, from a personnel standpoint. How many NFC teams off the top of your head right now, and I know, listen, folks, I know that teams have added players and all that stuff. I know that. And I know every season is different. But what we know about football right now, man for man, what teams do you see give the Eagles the most trouble or have a shot against the Eagles? The Commodores.
Detroit.
Right?
Detroit,
because they're healthy.
Detroit, if you look at the rosters, I think Detroit's the closest thing to this.
Okay, Detroit, because they're healthy.
Yep.
And maybe the Rams?
Yes, if Stafford is healthy.
If Stafford is healthy.
By the way, Stafford has missed the first week, 10 days of camp with a back issue.
And the reason why I say that is because I think it's safe to say that they played them the toughest.
Yeah, they did.
In the playoffs. So you got 3 teams in the NFL that.
Well, NFC.
Well, yeah, NFC. Got you. That could potentially knock you off your pedestal. Mm-hmm. That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. And there's probably 1 or 2 more we're not talking about right now that will be. But you're right. Yeah. I mean, and that's.
Chasing greatness, Joe. Chasing greatness.
We all want to chase greatness. I just want them to embrace who they are. Well, they're the defending champs.
But hold on. Embrace it when you retire.
Yeah. But like the other part of this is not everybody on this roster won the Super Bowl last year.
Right. Of course.
I mean, they have rookies. They have new faces. Like, don't you think it's for the benefit of everybody that they all just kind of reset the mindset? Like, it's earned, not given. Like, what is Aziz Ojalari? Is Aziz Ojalari going to be walking around like he's a Super Bowl champion? He's not. Like, no, there's nothing for him to embrace. So it's almost better for the guys who are here, the veterans. I know they're not very old, but, like, the veterans on this team to kind of be like, you know, it didn't happen. It's a new season. Like, I think it just it's better for everybody to have the same mindset than for some people to have different mindsets than others.
Totally understood. I just – adversity will hit. It hits every team. It hit them last year. I mean, they were 2-2, and we were all – I mean – you know, idiots on here, on this show, me, which I'm going to fire the head coach. Like, adversity will hit. Whether they're going to – it's not going to be as smooth as it was post-bye last year. And I just want them to remember who they are. Like, the Chiefs, we brought them up a lot. They've been the hunted in the NFL for a long time now. I think it helps them that in tough spots, they remember deep down, we're the best. That's the way they've carried themselves for a half a decade now because they know it. I just want this team to think like that. Because that's what you're modeling yourself after. They want to be the Chiefs. Like, if I'm picking any team to be like, be the Chiefs. Keep getting back to every Super Bowl. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's up,
hey, Jeff?
So there's a couple of things here. If I'm talking to the players, and I'm like, I'm telling them to do however you need to think about what just happened last year and going forward to this year, whatever you need to tell yourself to motivate yourself for this upcoming season, then do it. If you think you need – what I'm saying is they need to do whatever it takes to get into a mindset of we're going to win it again. But you did just win the Super Bowl, and you have to have a little bit of attitude about you that we are the best team. These other teams have to beat us. I'm not saying you're going to have to peacock around all the time, but inside you might – outwardly, you might have a little humility and say, look, you know, we still got work to do, blah, 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 and all that. But that's all BS because inside, you know you're the champion. You know you've already beaten everybody, and you're the best team, and everybody's coming after you.
Jeff, so, I agree, and I just feel like, you know, there's going to be a moment, probably in the first month of the season, where they're down, you know, 4 points in the fourth quarter of the game. And, you know, does it help them if they're pretending last year? Man, I don't know. I mean, I would think if you've done something hard before and then it's hard again, you could say we've done this. Like Jalen could get in the huddle and say we know who we are. We know who we are. Let's go do it, and that maybe can help.
That's how I would use the motivation for me. Like, wait a minute, we're the best team here.
Yep.
Let's start acting like it. Let's start playing like it. Let's start thinking like it. I don't know. Look, they got to do what they got to do to get through and, like I said, motivate themselves and whatever. But as a whole, I know deep down, A.J. Brown is saying, you know what, we're the best. He can say whatever he wants about it wasn't fulfilling, but I know in his heart he knows he's the best and that team was the best, and somebody's got to beat them to knock them off.
Yeah, and it's a fine line. And Jeff, appreciate the phone call. There's a fine line. Like, I don't want them to be putting banners up everywhere and wearing their rings, you know, out to the field of practice. Like, there is a moment where you have to move on to this year, and I recognize that, and I know Sirianni's trying his best to find the right angle to motivate his football team. I just want him to embrace it. They're the best team in the NFL. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we get back to the phones, let's just mention again the tennis match between Joe and Jack.
Canceled.
Postponed to a later date because of the heat. Hugh, what did you make of the of management's decision today? I mean, we had a lot planned for this. We were going to live, you know, we were going to do the split screen live stream. We had interviews coming up.
Oh, it was going to be a big day.
It was going to be a big day, and I can't lie, I'm disappointed. I wanted to have this sit as part of our show and have those guys play tennis and see how this all, you know, worked out. Now I get it. We're trying to keep people safe. We don't want one of those guys going off in a stretcher. But I am disappointed. What are you feeling?
What I'm about to say is probably be my last day.
Here? Okay.
Yeah, probably, because I'm just going to put it out there. But I don't understand why, and I'm not going to say no names, but somebody in upper management that was complaining about the heat had on blue jeans.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And I'm like, and I'm like, how are you going to sit here and talk about the heat and you out here cooking a stew
so
in your pants?
Let's paint the picture. The person, and it can remain nameless for now.
Yeah. Say the name then, Kyle.
Rod Lakin.
Oh, jeez.
Rod Lakin, who was
I didn't know. I was assuming.
Rod Lakin, who was walking around at practice, cooking in blue jeans, made the decision shortly after the guy was roasted outside
What's that song in blue jeans? Who sang that?
Forever in blue jeans?
Forever in blue jeans. I'm like, no.
Well, he's not the one playing tennis.
No, but now, did it impact his thought? Like, all right, it's hot. We all know it's hot out there, okay? But if you're walking around in blue jeans, maybe you feel like it's 10 degrees hotter.
That's what I'm saying. You out here making executive decisions in talking about the heat, and you got on blue jeans.
I think we should make it. Nice working with you.
Yeah. It's my last. Yeah. Probably my
I said the name. There might be a new order we put down. No big decisions while wearing blue jeans in the heat.
No, he out here talking about it's hot, and I'm like, seriously? It's
well,
hot?
Do you know who totally disagrees with the decision?
There you ran.
Vic Fangio.
Oh, Vic.
You see Vic's quote today?
I got it. You want to hear it?
Let's hear Vic on the heat.
After all your years coaching, how much do you enjoy or not enjoy a hot day like this at training?
It's not hot today. That's a mindset. You know, we're going to play some hot games in September, and if you cave to a hot day in training camp, we're in trouble.
You heard him.
Now that's a football guy right there. That's a football guy.
That's that old school mentality right there, man.
Well, he knows it. They'll play some hot games in September. They're going to go out to Tampa in September. They got to be ready.
You melted out there in Tampa. Remember that time?
Of course, yeah. We melted in Tampa too many times. All right. You can react with us to everything here, Eagles, and the mindset. Also, your reaction and your level of disappointment. And if you are or we're planning to drive down FDR Park, it is postponed today. That is, we're not kidding around. They postponed it due to the heat. And I totally understand trying to keep those guys healthy. We didn't want Joe or Jack off on a stretcher. I'm just saying, and Hugh brings up a very fair point, that when you make these decisions,
you can't make it with
sweat
jeans,
bullets and blue jeans.
Man, I mean, it's obvious you're hot because you have on blue jeans.
Let's be honest, though. Did we really not want Joe or Jack off on a stretcher today?
Well, okay, so if it's a stretcher.
You say, are we being honest? Did we want that to happen? You kind of, like, I don't want him to be hurt.
No, it's more like dehydration will be fine the next day. Yeah. It would have been kind of fun.
That'd have been great content.
Yeah, I mean, as long as there's no real long-term effects.
If we're live streaming to camera getting stretchered off.
That would have been awesome.
That clip would have went around every time to response of all the camera stakes. Just him on a stretcher going off after tennis.
It'd have been live to see our boss run around with them hot-ass blue jeans on.
Well,
how much of the decision was
because he wasn't going to make it himself.
He was real uncomfortable.
Of course he was. That guy's from Arizona. What is going on?
As a matter of fact, he probably went home and put some pants on. Cool off. He wanted to put some shorts on. Yeah. Because he already got on some pants.
Yeah. Blue jeans was a tough decision.
All right. My last day.
Say goodbye to you at the end. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
Hugh, I got one thing to say to you, my friend.
What's that?
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers hug, my friend. If I ever meet you in person, you can expect a hug coming. And if we're going to fight, we'll fight.
But then
we'll hug it out afterwards. Because it's all about the hugs. The hugs are free. You got to accept them when they're there.
You know what? I probably wouldn't have a problem with that. But you got to identify yourself first. If you just roll up and try to hug, you might catch a two-piece. So you don't want to do
all right,
that.
So one day you guys are going to be in Chickie and Pete's or at one of your remote locations. And you're gonna call on me, and in the bar and in the phone, you're gonna hear "Good morning, Philadelphia."
Yeah, we can do that.
Something tells me we'll know it's you right away.
Damn, I'm gonna be off work that day.
you're trying to time your off days.
When's Aaron coming east? I'm taking the week off. Go ahead, Aaron.
I think I'm coming down with something.
Unlike the WIP upper management, this Philadelphia Eagle team is absolutely focused. When you hear them talk, they're all on the same page. And a lot of times with the off season, it's just lip service. The PR department tells the players what to say. The coaches tell the players what to say. But with our Philadelphia Eagles, all you have to do is go back to that video of the night before the Super Bowl and the speeches that all those players gave. And then look at the product that they put on the field the next day. This team is like the New England Patriots of old, the Tom Brady era, Teddy Bruschi, those type of guys, Bill Belichick. They are business as usual. They can't control the fact that they won the Super Bowl. They can't control that they're going to get the best game from everybody that they face. All they can do is focus on September 4th and the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, that part is true. It's one game at a time, but they can control their mindset. Like they're just because they want to say last year is over, other teams aren't going to act like that. They're getting everyone's best shot.
They're the measuring stick.
Of course they are.
But Joe, don't get it twisted, man. They have that when this is the most dangerous part of them, is they have that silent confidence. They know inside what they are, and they know that each game that they're going to go, you know, that they're going to go up against the opponent every week, that they are the best team. And if they play their game and they're firing on all cylinders, there's not a team in the NFL that's going to be able to beat them.
Well, last year there wasn't, and we'll see this year if they're quite as dominant. But yeah, I mean, based on what the last time we saw them play, you're right. When they played their best football, as we saw title game, Super Bowl a few times during the year, they were. I mean, they were dominant. And they should still have the bones of that team, Aaron. I agree.
Hey, and on a side topic, I watched Happy Gilmore 2. I've watched it twice now.
Was it as bad as people say?
No, here's the thing: is young people are not going to like it. But for me, having four kids, you know, having all the stresses that you know an individual in their 40s and 50s has with kids and the house and their career, it's just refreshing to sit back and watch some stupid slapstick comedy. The cameos were fantastic. You got to watch it a second time because there's little innuendos that Sandler has put in there that are just absolutely fantastic. But the only thing I didn't like about it, and Hugh, you touched on this with the remake of Beverly Hills Cop, the recent one on Netflix, is you see all your childhood stars and heroes, and you know they're dying off, but then you see them in movies, and you just see them when you haven't seen them in a while, just what they look like now. And man, getting old absolutely positively sucks, man.
Well, I think we all could agree with that one. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. I haven't seen the movie. Have you seen it, Hugh? Have you watched it, Happy Gilmore 2?
Nope.
I turned it off like 30 minutes in.
It was bad?
I mean, it's not good.
Okay. I saw the cameos.
Yeah.
I saw the cameos, which I thought was kind of cool. You know, Ricky Fowler, a lot of golfers, Travis Kelce and those guys. I'm cool.
I guess you just got to, like, I don't know. It depends on how seriously you want to take it going in, which I guess you shouldn't. It's Happy Gilmore 2.
Yeah, I mean, why are we taking it seriously?
But again, I would say don't expect to like laugh out loud. I didn't, and I got tired of it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, look, the sequels in general rarely live up to the hype.
Also, it's like 30 years later. I mean,
yeah, they probably waited too long, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, when you wait 30 years, it's like that return on the investment for people to wait that long.
I tried to watch the Beverly Hills Cop when they did. I was like, no, I can't do this because it's too far removed from what the movie was.
I wonder, should there be like a limit of a sequel if you don't make it within, I don't know, 10 or 15 years? Like, what are we doing
here?
Well,
it's like the demographic has changed. The your core audience is not the same. They're a little bit older.
That's true.
Their taste has probably changed. Some of the stuff that made them laugh probably doesn't make them laugh anymore. You know, it's a whole bunch of different things, man.
Well, it's also nostalgia. Like, we remember the first one. Like, you're right. Like, we were younger when the first one came out. We were in a different mind. I don't know. I mean, I might watch it at some point, but everyone I've heard talk about it is like, yeah, it's terrible. But what did you expect? Like, did anyone expect it to be great? I mean, you were talking about winning Oscars earlier, Hugh. I didn't expect this to take home some award. It's Happy Gilmore 2.
No, it was a movie made for your friends. And it was it's not a money grab, but it's like, hey,
oh, okay.
I want to put my friends in the movie.
It's definitely a money grab.
Netflix paid Sandler a lot of money.
Really?
He has a lot of movies on Netflix that I think people don't even...
No, he's... Yeah, Netflix.
Netflix paid him a bunch a while ago bunch of movies.
Okay, well, there it is.
We'll get to our latest discovery of one of Hugh's acting roles some point.
Now, Kyle, was that what Chris in Middletown was referencing earlier?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, do we have audio? We haven't covered it?
I mean, I can dig up audio.
Oh,
but,
that's important.
Yeah.
That's important for us to hear that. I think he has tried to hide too many of these acting
roles. I mean, this is one of the...
Like Limitless and this one.
I'm telling you, man, only reason I'm not on the Tubi movie yet, because I just don't have time to go to Atlanta.
This is the most extensive amount of lines I think we've ever heard from Hugh.
Wow.
We'll judge
that coming up. All right, 215-592-9494. I wish the Eagles just embrace who they are, defending Super Bowl champs. We'll talk to a couple of those defending champions when practice ends. Jalik Hunt and Reed Blankenship, two important parts of this defense. They will join us when practice ends today. More of your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Do you wish the Eagles just embrace who they are? the defending Super Bowl champions. Hugh's good with the mindset so far, which is, hey, let's pretend last year didn't, kind of didn't happen. I want them to embrace it. Where do you come down? We'll get to Phil's as well. Trade deadline is 2 days away. Midday Show live from Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.